the deal with airplane peanuts.
The Kill Tony New Year's Eve two-day arena show not only featured a Mr. Beast 10K giveaway, Adam Ray dresses Dr. Phil meeting Dr. Phil, a David Lucas Hall of Fame ceremony, Jelly Roll singing the national anthem, and referee Sugar Sean O'Malley, but also was the setting for Hans Kim vs. Rick Diaz, a battle for regularship that has stirred up more drama than ever before in the 10-year history of Kill Tony. And in this video, we're gonna recap every single thing that happened from the beginning of night one till the end of night two, with help from a few special guests that were backstage to witness the chaos of this 48 hours in Austin, Texas. Also, this video will contain spoilers, and we're in a new studio, so that's cool. Before we get into Hans vs. Rick, let's take a look at the surprise panel members that Tony brought out for these special events. Starting off with Adam Ray, night one, which some people were calling the highlight of the entire night. The relentless energy of his Dr. Phil character carried the show through some rough bucket pulls. And at the end of the episode, they surprised Adam Ray with a video from the real Dr. Phil, who delivered the message that Adam had been named the 2023 Kill Tony Guest of the Year. Adam Ray dressed as Dr. Phil is strangely becoming one of the funniest bits in comedy podcasting, so let me know in the comments if you'd like a compilation of those best moments soon. As many people expected, the Night 2 New Year's Eve guest panel were the Dogs, Matt McCusker and Shane Gillis, who according to Tony Hinchcliffe are the most requested guests in the history of the show. And although their presence is naturally electric, the quality of the bucket pulls did not give them much to work with as panel members. They were, however, involved in one of the most intense moments from either night, when both Matt and Shane had to cast their vote for who they thought won between Rick Diaz and Hans Kim. Now, before we get into what happened with the regulars, one of the biggest takeaways from this show in hindsight was the bucket pull system for these big arena shows. Most people agree one of the best parts about Kill Tony is the fact that literally anybody can sign up for a chance to be on stage. From legit homeless people to professional comics, you never know what strange creature will appear next. And that's definitely part of the fun. But when it comes to back-to-back shows and sold-out arenas with thousands of people paying money to stream it online, it felt almost awkward to have a majority of the bucket pulls be random fans of the show who are out of breath from running to the stage from the nosebleeds and who have also never done stand-up in their life and don't even want to become comedians. Again, this is part of what makes the show great, but it is weird to have a section full of serious comics who are hungry for this insane opportunity, sit by and watch people with nothing to say go up and get booed by 8,000 people. In real life, these were the type of bucket pulls that Tony would kick off stage 2 seconds into the interview, but it almost seemed like he was a bit nicer this time, trying his best to forge ahead for some good interview content or perhaps fill time while the next person made their journey to backstage. In the grand scheme of things, HEB is still a small arena, so when Kill Tony takes their talents to Madison Square Garden in August, it'll be curious to see if they make any adjustments to the bucket pulls. Although, I'm not even sure what those adjustments would be. As we all know, the main event was Hans Kim versus Rick Diaz. If you're not aware of the fierce history between these two that led us to this exact moment, we have multiple videos breaking down every single detail of their beef, including two interviews with Rick that you can watch right after this. The battle was intense as Sugar Sean O'Malley was introduced as the official referee for this event. Rick Diaz went first, with a very tight and calculated 1 minute and 17 second set of his unique quick-hitting style. Up next was Hans Kim, who also came out swinging with a 1 minute and 16 second set that had a lot of strong moments and featured more of a personal touch. Something that got brought up on stage that has been discussed a lot by fans recently is the LPMs, or laughs per minute, of each set. Because comedy is technically subjective, the use of LPM seems like a tangible way to measure who had the better performance. But once you realize the vast amounts of varying comedic styles, this statistic loses a bit of meaning. For example, some guys like Dave Chappelle, Ron White, or Norm Macdonald might tell long jokes that only have one laugh every 5 minutes, versus other styles like Mark Norman, Sam Morrell, or Mitch Hedberg, who will hit you with multiple punches in a short period of time. All these guys are hilarious, but use different tools to make their audiences laugh. So using LPM to determine the better comic is definitely not an exact science. Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker both gave the nod to Rick Diaz. But as any Kill Tony fan knows too well, all the biggest competitions on this show are settled by audience applause, which is also not an exact science, but if you really listen to the names get announced, HEB Arena reached a slightly higher octave for Hans Kim, giving Hans the full standing ovation, whereas Rick got around half. This matchup played out perfectly for Tony Hinchcliffe, who as a big fan of pro wrestling has been adding new twists to his show for the past few years, trying to constantly raise the stakes of each and every performance. Seeing things get actually heated between Hans and Rick on stage only added to the lore of this battle. But it would have been nice to hear Rick's actual responses to Hans instead of Hans cutting him off every time Rick tried to speak. This was definitely a result of the real anger Hans was feeling at the time, which is understandable given this random guy is trying to take the best gig in the world from you and is actually funny enough to be a threat. But like Rick said on stage, he won either way. The massive amount of exposure he's garnered from taking full advantage of his time on this show is honestly genius. And ever since this matchup took place last weekend, the debate online has only grown. There are plenty of fans on both sides, but some of the neutral parties have been quick to point out it seems like Tony was never going to let Hans lose, not only because of what he's meant to the show over the past few years, but also because it makes no logistical sense to add a new regular who lives in Brussels. Here to discuss all of this more in depth from her eyewitness point of view is Austin comedian and Kill Tony record holder for longest onstage interview, Karen Jones. Karen, thank you so much for joining the show today. You were in attendance for both night one and night two of Kill Tony in HEB Arena. Please tell us a little bit about what this experience was like from your point of view.
Well, it was really a relief that the comedians got to watch the show this time. Normal Kill Tony filmings, we are secluded in a bar next door. So this was great. We were actually in the seating, but from a little bit back behind the stage. And so we could see the audience, we could see the show participants, we could hear things. It made for even a more festive carnival atmosphere among the comedians or regulars who sign up.
Well, the main event was obviously Hans Kim versus Rick Diaz, a battle that Hans Kim ultimately was named the winner of in the end. Please tell us from your point of view, what was it like in the actual arena the moment that the winner was announced?
When they announced the winner of the Hans Kim Rick Diaz showdown, it was pretty clear that Hans Kim won the audience approval. Sitting back with the other comedians, that was not the case. The comedians strongly favored Rick Diaz, and some reacted with anger, maybe especially because both Shane and Matt, before the vote was taken, both commented that they thought that Rick had the stronger set. We had Sean O'Malley acting as referee. There was a lot of hope that Rick was going to beat Hans Kim. Personally, I'm a Hans Kim gal. I like his humor, but I was one of the few people that was cheering for Hans in the comedian section.
We saw a lot of first timers get pulled on stage, or people that don't even do stand up at all, just on stage with really nothing to say. As a real comedian backstage in the loading tank with all the other legit comics, what was that vibe like when these rookies kept getting called on stage?
My perception of the first night was that that first bucket pool was most of the disappointment, the ire, the criticism, that she took up time that one of us could have got. And the show was great, except for the bucket pulls. Nobody was any good. It was comical because Mr. Beast showed up at the end with a briefcase with $10,000 to award to the best bucket pull. And they were all equally bad. A young kid who was like 18 or 20 years old went into some joke when he got pulled about what a stud his dad was and all his siblings. And anyway, the joke was going nowhere. The audience was booing. And so out of what appeared to be defensiveness, this young man said, my dad has so much sex that he broke his penis. That guy came on stage and the comedians, Shane, Matt, Tony, everybody said, well, you know, if this really happened, we want to see the evidence. And the guy didn't want to pull out his penis in an arena. So Tony said, just pull it out and show the people at the table. Now, of course, all of his comedians were sitting behind the table. So he was pulling it out in front of the table and all the comedians in the back. So there were a couple more crappy bucket pulls. Mr. Beast came out. And once again, by applause, it was determined that they called him Split Dick Dad. Split Dick Dad won the $10,000 from Mr. Beast. And the show was funny. There were regulars that came. David Lucas. Man, David Lucas was really something. There was a montage of him from the beginning to the end, and he cried. And he's such a, you know, a crap talking, roasting guy. To see him be completely humble and the gratitude that he showed was touching. And the audience liked that. The comedians Like, you know, the comedians weren't out for blood and booing the whole time. When something really remarkable and sweet happened like that, I think most of my peers were truly touched by the performance of David Lucas.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for joining the show. And if you have not seen the Kill Tony Arena shows yet, according to Tony Hinchcliffe, both Night 1 and Night 2 will be uploaded to YouTube in about 5 weeks. But if you don't want to wait that long, the replay tickets are still available for purchase online. Guest spots from last week: The Joe Rogan Experience had on John Reeves and Tony Hinchcliffe. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. Gary Goldman was on BertCast. Kill Tony this week was the regulars, Cam Hahn, Hans and William. YMH, Are You Garbage, and We Might Be Drunk did not have guests. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast had Shane's new roommate, Lamar Lee, on the show. Taste Buds battled giving versus receiving gifts. Ian Fidance was a guest on Whiskey Ginger. Hey Babe said goodbye to their beloved producer, Homeless Pimp. Bad Friends were joined by Adam Ray, aka Dr. Phil. And episode one of The Way Back with Ryan Sickler featured Tom Segura.
We would shoot fireworks off in the house. Like, we were terrible kids.
No, my kids also, like, when I found Ellis painting the walls with his hands, lost my mind. The fucking paint all over the... What are you doing? Just going crazy.
What do they do?
He goes, I don't like when you yell at me. When you raise your voice, I'm just a kid.
He says that?
Yeah. He goes, if you just talk to me in a normal voice, I'm like, dude. And I just start laughing because he's being like, he's right. And he's being like rational. I'm like, why are you painting the walls? He goes, sometimes my brain, man.
My brain, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Tells me to do stuff. I was like, okay.
I love it, dude.
This past weekend with Theo Von welcomed UFC middleweight champion Sean Strickland. H. Foley was on The Honeydew. First Date featured Nikki Howard. The Blocks podcast had on Lil Rel. Tiger Belly had on Joel McHale. Being Ian with Jordan welcomed Francis Ellis and JP McDade. Giannis Pappas visited Stavi's World. Stavros was on Soder. Trevor Wallace took a ride down the Harland Highway. And on Tosh Show, Daniel had on Hallmark Christmas movie star Luke McFarlane. As far as new stand-up specials are either out right now or coming out soon, Paul Elia's debut special Detroit Player is available right now on mintcomedy.com. Feel free to use the promo code PAUL to not only watch the special, but also access tons of exclusive content. Other specials out right now include Ricky Gervais, Armageddon, and Dave Chappelle, The Dreamer, both out on Netflix. Sam Talent, The Toad's Moral, is on the Matt and Shane YouTube page. Also out on YouTube is Josh Wolf, Here for the Fun, Shane Torres, The Blue-Eyed Mexican, and Carmen Lynch, Queef Week. And a few hours are in the works right now that will be coming out soon. January 9th, Pete Davidson, Turbo Fonzarelli, comes out on Netflix, followed by Dusty Slay's debut Netflix special, Workin' Man, on January 23rd. And one last big announcement to end this episode. Voting for the Joke World Awards is currently underway. If you haven't heard about this yet, basically we set up some voting for categories like Comedian of the Year, Podcast of the Year, Podcast Guest of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Special of the Year, YouTube Special of the Year, and more. Anyone can go vote right now if you use the link in the description of this video. Go throw in your 2 cents and be sure to turn on post notifications to this channel so you don't miss our video next week announcing the winners. Also, be sure to check out the best moments of December on the end screen right after this. Thank you for watching.
That joke world. That joke world.
And the world is WRLD.
That's a great YouTube channel, Joke World. Check it out.